Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你能够让我们凭着我们主耶稣基督的名来聚集。
Because he has revealed to us that you are full of grace and truth.
因为从他那里给我们显现了你是充满了恩典。
Lord, without your truth, we cannot know what is right from wrong.
没有你的真理，我们不能分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
At the same time, without your grace, we will not have hope in you.
我们如果没有你的恩典，我们也没有任何在你里面的希望。
Because you are holy God, we are sinful men.
因为你是圣洁的神，我们是有罪的人。
So we thank you that today we can celebrate the Lord's Day by using the bread and the wine.
我们感谢主能够让我们用饼和杯来纪念我们的主。
So again, that we are reminded that we can only come to you through the blood and sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
再次提醒我们，我们只有能够来到父的神的面前，通过我们主耶稣基督的牺牲。
And Lord, we thank you that also because of your love, that we can share your love in the form of the gospel, the good news.
因为你对我们的爱，所以我们也能够用你的给我们的爱来跟别人来分享我们的福音。
We thank you for brothers and sisters for bringing their non-Christian friends to our gospel meeting two Saturdays ago.
我们感谢主能够带上让我们的弟兄姐妹带上还没信主的弟兄姐妹来到我们的福音的聚会，有一个星期两个星期之前。
Because the love of brothers and sisters, our friends, are able to hear the gospel and be able to respond and accept it.
正是因为我们有主耶稣基督的爱在我们的弟兄姐妹中间，所以那些没有信的人能够听到神的福音。
Lord, we thank you that we can thank you in all circumstances.
我们感谢主能够让我们在任何的环境的当中都能感恩。
Even some of us are physically weak.
尽管我们有些人在身体还是很软弱的。
Some of us are spiritually heavy or weak.
或者是在灵里贫穷的。
Or financially and many other things, we have needs and are difficult time.
或者是在金钱上是有困难的，我们多是能够用感恩的心来。
We can come to you and give thanks to you because you command us to do this.
我们能够来到你的面前，能够来感恩，这是因为你对我们的命令。
And when we thank you in all circumstances,
我们凡事谢恩。
We acknowledge you as our God.
我们感谢主，你是我们的神。
Because we can entrust our needs into your hands.
我们可以把一切都交付在你的手中。
Lord, we thank you for Brother Jonathan and many of our missionaries who continue to share the gospel and your word with people who need it.
我们感谢主能够带上彭弟兄和所有的宣道士们，能够用神的宝贵的话语来跟所有的人来分享。
Lord, bless their ministry and may their ministry bring more people.To love you and to obey you.
我们愿神能够祝福我们这个教会的事工，让愿神能带来更多的人能够来归向主。
Lord, please bless our worship this morning.
主求你来保守我们今天的聚会。
So that the meditation of our hearts,
我们在心里的那些默想
and the words of our mouth.
我们在口中所出的言语
may be acceptable in your sight.
在你的眼中是看为宝贵的。
For we pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样在耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家请坐。
Yeah, thank the Lord for gathering against us together to worship Him, whether you are worshiping in person or online.
我们感谢神能够召集我们继续来敬拜他，不管是在网上的也好，在这个实体聚会的也好。
Today we'd like to take a look at the second part of Paul's prayer.
我们今天要看的是保罗祷告的第二部分。
So what I put is the two message title on the screen.
我在这个投影上，我给大家放的是。这两堂信息的这个标题。
Please take a look at the two titles and see what's the difference between the two.
请大家看一下这两堂这个主题的题目的有什么区别。
In the first one, it talks about blessings.
啊，第一个是第一次上一次讲的是蒙福。
A life of blessing in Christ.
在基督里的蒙福。
Today we are going to focus on the second one, which focuses on the fullness, God's fullness in Christ.
我们今天是要着重是在基督里有神丰盛的生命。
So, here I want to, before we go any further, I would like to emphasize that Paul's prayer not only focuses on God's blessings.
我想我们进入到主题之前，我先要跟大家说明的是，保罗的祷告不仅仅是有关蒙福。
But also he's focusing on fullness.
而且是讲的是有神的丰盛丰满。
And I can anticipate that a lot of us will say, I would like to have God's blessing.
我可以想象得到大家都说我们一定想得到神的祝福。
But to talk about his fullness, I'm not sure.
然后如果是他说的是丰盛的话或者丰满的话，我就不太清楚了。
But before we go any further, let's read the passage for this morning.
我们在进入的主题之前，我们先读一下今天的经文。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
我们先用中文读。是以弗所书三章十四节到二十一节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
Please join me in reading the English. For this reason,I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derive its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ,which surpasses knowledge, and that you may be filled up all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So that's the passage that we just read, and I would like to ask two questions.
这是我们刚才读的这段经文，我想因此来问大家两个问题。
The first question has to do with what is the fullness of God?
第一个问题是神的丰盛的神的丰盛到底是什么？
How does it look like? And then secondly, I'd like to ask the question, how can we have God's fullness?
所以让大家想一想，然后第二个问题是我们怎样才能在基督里拥有神丰盛的生命。
So let's first ask the first, let's try to answer the first question.
我们现在来试图来回答第一个问题，那就是神的丰盛是什么。
Now, as far as you know, who embodies or incorporates God's fullness in his life?
如果我想问一下大家，你所知道的是谁能够代表是神的丰盛的一位人
？I believe if we look in the Bible, the person that really embodies God's fullness is Jesus Christ, isn't it?
我想大家都会知道是真正能够体现神丰盛的那一位就是道成肉身的基督。
And if you were to ask the beloved disciple, Apostle John, this will be his answer.
你如果问神所钟爱的使徒约翰的话，他一定是用这样的回答来回答。
He would say that he dwelt among us, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Or in other words, he is the one who came as God in human body.
换句话说，他是以神的身份来到地上，成为一个人的形象。
And of the many teaching and the things that he did, there are two words that stood out.
在他所有的教导的当中，有两个词在让我很明显的让我们知道。
That he is full of grace and truth.
是充充满满有真理有恩典。
Now let me ask you, do you know anybody present, currently living, that incorporates full of grace and truth?
那让我来问一下大家，在地上现在活着的人当中，有没有这样充充满满有真理有恩典的人呢？
You know, it's very interesting that there was one time a youth pastor who was invited to home to help the family that is in trouble.
很有趣的是，有一个年轻的牧师来被人招来，来帮助在家里有困难需要帮助的那些家庭。
And so, what was the problem?
这个所需要帮助的是什么样的一个问题呢？
Has to do with this.
是跟这个手机有关的。
The teenage daughter, could not control herself.
这个十几岁的那个年轻人，她不能够控制她用手机的这个
She was on the phone
这个情况。
Most of the time. She was on the phone most of the time.
她花了所有的时间都花在电话上面。
So the mother
在这个手机上面。
No matter how did she respond? Took away the phone. Took away the phone from her.
就她的妈妈就把她的电话拿走了。
If you want to see a teenager really angry,
你是不是要看到一个年轻人是真正的能够是非常愤怒的情形呢？
That's what you do. Take away their phone.
这就是当你把她的手机拿走的时候，就你看到是真正愤怒的时候。
Oh, she was furious. She was really mad.
她是真正的非常的愤怒。
And then on the way out.
在他走出去的时候
because he felt that she needed to talk to the pastor about this,
他觉得他要跟那个年轻的牧师要讲这个问题。
So she said these words.
他说了这些话。
Listen carefully.
你仔细的听。
The stricter the parent,
指父母越严厉
the sneakier the teenager.
在家里的年轻人就越狡猾。
Do you agree? True or false?
你是不是同意这个说法呢？
Our parents were very strict with us. We'll be strict with our children. We'll solve the problem.
是我们的父母就觉得好像我们越严厉，我们的就可以把这个问题解决了，是不是这样呢？
I think it is true in a sense if there's no relationship between the parents and the teenager.
在某种程度上是真的。如果我们跟那个孩子没有任何的关系的话，那就是真的。
So you will ask me.What kind of relationship?
你一定会问我到底要有什么样的一种关系呢？
By relationship, it has to do with this.
这个关系就是这样。
That the parent is willing to listen to the child.
是父母愿意来聆听这孩子的所讲的话语。
By the way, that's one of the best ways for them to be affirmed that they are loved.
这换句话说，这也是一个最好的方式让孩子们感受到你是爱他们的。
So that they can share what's in their heart.
他们能够再把他们心里所想的能够跟你分享。
They can share about their fears.
能够跟你分享他们的恐惧。
They can share about their opinions.
能够分享他们的观点。
And then when there is open communication like that.
当有这样的就敞开的这种交流的时候。
Then do you think the parents continue to have to be very strict?
你可能还会想你要一定要非常的严格对孩子吗？
No.
那用不着。
Because there is love.
因为在爱的当中。
And there's grace.
有在恩典的当中。
And there's truth.
有真理在里面。
Maybe let's take a look at a typical family.
让我们看一下这个非常非常典型的一个家庭。
Where there is a grandfather.
有一个祖父
When he came to dinner, it was late. It already started.
来到一个晚饭的当中，他已经晚了。
And one of the first questions he asked was, who was the last one who played on the electronic keyboard?
他坐下来就问的第一句话就是说，谁是最后一个弹这个电子琴的？
And one of the grandson timidly said, I was the one.
其中一个孙子就说，是我是最后一个弹的。
And then the grandfather said, the reason why I asked was because the keyboard was left not turned off and it still continued to automatically play.
原因我问这个问题的原因，因为这个电子琴一直在那边自动的在那边弹奏。
So after the grandchildren left,
当饭吃完了以后，这个孙子们都走了以后，
the wife of the grandfather mentioned to him,
那个祖母跟着祖父说，
Don't you think it'll be better if you wait till dinner's over?
你是不是觉得应该在等到饭吃完了以后？
Then you ask individually so that you will not embarrass the one who did not turn off the keyboard.
然后你可能单独的跟这位孙子单独的来交流，这样的话他就不会感到很非常的没有面子。
So there are two possible ways of handling that issue, isn't it?
我们可以看到有两种解决这个问题的方式。
So what was the intention of the grandfather?
我们看到这个祖父的他的意图是什么？
The grandfather's intention was to teach responsibility while they're still young.
祖父的目的就是要教导负责任。
So there was truth.
在这里有真理。
There was also good intention.
也有很好的意愿。
But what seems to be lacking?
但是在这里面那个祖父所缺少的是。
I think the grandmother had not only truth, but also included grace.
我想这个祖母所提议的包括他的真理，但是还有恩典。
In case you're wondering who is that grandfather?
如果想知道这个祖父是谁。
It was me.
就是我。
So oftentimes we have good intention.
很多的时候我们有很好的
意念。We have truth. But one thing that is lacking and what's needed is grace.
而且有很好的真理的教导，但是我们所缺的就是那个恩典。
And so we can see that in Jesus Christ, if you want to see grace and truth at work, look at one good example is found in John chapter 4.
如果我们要看一下耶稣基督的一个例子，怎么样能够看到他又有真理又有恩典的话，那我们就要看约翰福音当中的第四章，他跟撒玛利亚妇人的一个交。
It was his conversation with the Samaritan woman.
这就是与撒玛利亚妇人的一个交谈。
He certainly took a risk.
他是冒了个风险。
Because in those days, men do not talk to women in public.
在那个时代，他男人是不跟妇女有不认识的妇女有接触的。
Not to mention she is a Samaritan.
而且她是一个撒玛利亚妇人。
And even worse, she is an adulterous woman.
更差的是，她是一个那个行淫的，就是那个犯奸淫的妇女。
But we got to ask why is it that after the conversation.
但是在谈话结束了以后，
The Samaritan woman not only wants to follow Jesus Christ,
不仅她愿意跟随耶稣基督，
because she discovered that she is the prophet, the Messiah that was promised.
她知道这是耶稣是就是那位所应许的弥赛亚，
but she's willing to bring her former husband to meet him.
而且她愿意把她以前的丈夫带过来一起来遇见耶稣。
So let's take a step backwards.
让我们再退一步来说。
And see how Jesus conveyed the grace and the truth of God.
耶稣基督是怎么样把他的真理和恩典来跟这位妇人所说的。
First, by talking to the woman, Jesus was demonstrating his acceptance of her.
首先他愿意跟这个妇人交谈，就表明耶稣基督接纳这位妇人。
Jesus also showed respect to her.
而且耶稣基督是尊重她。
How did she do that? How did he do that?
他是怎么做的呢?
By asking for a favor, asking for a drink of water.
是用一个恳求的语言来说我需要水喝。
That made her feel important.
让她觉得她是那样有价值的。
And then she aroused her curiosity by sharing about the living water.
然后她让这个妇人有一种那个渴慕，让跟她分享了这个活水的这个事情。
That can quench her thirst.
这样就是让她的饥渴得到满足。
Then she began to see now that the living water is a metaphor of something that she has been looking for all her life.
所以这个活水其实就是一个隐喻，她就是她所需要的那些东西。
She's been looking for love and acceptance by someone.
她所需要的就是个爱和被别人的接纳。
So do you see that when Jesus, after Jesus revealed himself who he is, who is the prophet and the coming Messiah?
所以当耶稣基督跟他分享了他就是那样那位被允许来的弥赛亚，这就是那个救主的时候。
She did not run away.
他就没有逃走。
In fact, he brought her former husband and practically the whole town to meet Jesus. Amazing.
她以前的丈夫都带到耶稣基督，而且把整个的镇里面的人都带到耶稣基督里面。
And the reason for that is because Jesus revealed God's grace and truth to her.
这其中的主要这个很大的原因，就是因为耶稣基督跟这位妇人所显现的是真理和恩典的同在。
You know, it's very interesting. This same youth pastor who received a statement saying that stricter parents brings up stricter a sneakier teenager.
很有趣的时候，就是同样一位年轻的牧师就是这有关这个说法，就是说父母越严格，家里的青少年就越狡猾，这样一个说法的时候
，asked this statement to several people.
他跟很多的人问这样的这个问题。
And he also asked the reason for their answer.
然后是跟他们问的时候，他还问他们：你们的回答是或者不是？是你们的理由是什么
？Then he came across a grandfather.
然后他来到一个也是祖父面前，
Who,
爷爷。
Who had a lot of wisdom to answer and give this answer.
他这位很聪明的这个爷爷就给出了这样一个回答。
He answered the question by asking another question.
他回答这个问题，他用自己另外一个问题来回答这个问题。
So he said,
他就这么说。
Are you trying to raise a sin concealer?
你是要培养一位就是遮盖罪的人呢？
Or are you trying to raise a sin confessor?
还是你要培养一个孩子成为一个忏悔的人。
You see the huge difference between those two?
你可以看到在这两个不同的里面有非常非常大的区别。
Oftentimes, when there is a lack of grace,
当我们缺乏这个恩典的时候，
our children oftentimes conceal their sin.
我们的孩子经常会掩盖他们的罪。
They can go to church, they can go to fellowship group, they can go to many Christian activities.
他们可以来到教会，可以来到他们的那个团契。
But the more truth they hear,
他们多是听到的是真理的话。
They become sneakier in hiding their sin.
他们就变成更狡猾。
So you see the problem?
你看到这里面的问题吗
？It's only when they are confronted by God's grace.
只有当他们真正的经历到神的恩典的时候
，And they come to know that God genuinely loves them and accepts them.
神真正的爱他们和接受他们的时候
，that they become a sin confessor，
他们才能成为真正的忏悔罪的人。
I don't know of a better way. Do you？
我不知道你有没有，我不知道有其他更好的方式。
But isn't that how we came to know Jesus Christ and accepted Him as our personal Savior？
但这是不是我们这起初我们开始接受耶稣基督？这时候所期望的事情呢
？So we basically answer the question, what does it look like, a person that's good, full of God's grace?
我们现在就是刚才就回答了一个人真正 有恩典有真理的人是谁？
In Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
And him alone.
这唯有他才有。
Now let us ask the second question.
现在让我们回答是的回答第二个问题。
That is, how can we have the God's fullness living in us through Christ?
我们怎样才能在基督里拥有神丰盛的生命？
We need let's look into Paul's prayer in which he asked for three things.
让我们看一下保罗的祷告的当中，我们看到有他所祷告的有三件事情。
The first, to live a life of God's fullness in Christ, we have to ask for, the empowering of the inner man.
所以这三件事情是保罗所祷告的，就是需要祈求我们赐给我们内心的能力。
Secondly, we need to be being established in Christ's love.
第二个是在基督的爱里面被建造。
And then thirdly, comprehending Christ's love.
第三个就是明白，就是领悟基督的爱。
So let's first tackle the first one, being empowered in a person.
那我们先看一下第一个部分，他的祷告就是赐给我们内心的能力。
And where do you find this? In verses 14 to 16.
我们看到是在以弗所书三章十四节到十六节能看到这个这个保罗的祷告。
If you look at the beginning of the passage, you see,
你如果看这个这段经文的开头。
Let's look at the posture of Paul as he pray.
我们看一下他保罗在祷告的这个姿势。
It says that he bowed his knee.
他说我在屈膝。
And that's a very interesting posture because next to him he will be chained to a Roman soldier.
所以这是一个非常奇妙的一个姿势，因为他是跟一个兵丁是锁在一起的。
So just imagine with me that he's kneeling, and so what happens? The Roman soldier, possibly if the chain is not long enough, he has to do the same thing as he did.
所以这跟他一起锁在一起的兵丁。如果他是跪下来的话，那个兵如果这个链条是很短的话，那个兵丁也被迫也要跪下来。
But let me ask you, does the Bible require certain posture when you pray?
让我问大家一下，是不是我们祷告的时候一定要有一个某种姿势来祷告呢
？No, it doesn't.
其实没有。
But here it's very important to see that in the book of Ephesians there are several posture of the believers.
在这个以弗所说的所教导的里面，我们看到这个有不同的姿势来祷告。
In chapter 2 of Ephesians,
在以弗所说的第二章
，It talks about the posture of the unbeliever. We are buried. We are in the graveyard.
他看到就是在不信的人，我们所在这个姿势就是在坟墓边。
And then once we come to faith in Jesus Christ, He raises from the dead. That's also Ephesians chapter 2.
在以弗所书第二章，然后我们来信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们就被从死里被拯救上出来。
And in chapter 4, it tells us that the posture of the believer is that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly.
然后这个我们的在第四章说，然后我们就与神一起坐在天上。
And in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about how we are standing, warring against Satan and the principalities and powers.
然后是以弗所书的第六章，他讲的是我们怎么样站立来抵挡魔鬼。
So if we were to connect the stand as sitting with Christ,
如果你把这个与基督一起坐
，and then standing, and then and then standing, we will see that the connection is that our posture should be to bow or be humble in prayer towards God.
所以我们看到他所讲的坐、行、站，这几个姿势的话，它的前提就是要我们在神的面前来谦卑的屈膝。
So Paul's prayer for the first thing is the empowering of the inner man.
所以保罗的第一个祈求祷告是赐给我们内心有一个能力。
Just supposing, you know, as parents, you loan something to your child.
假定说你是父母， 你借给你的孩子一些东西。
Let's say it's a nail clipper.
或者是一个剪指甲的剪刀。
And then you need it that day and you're looking for it.
然后那一天你正好需要你正在寻找这个指甲刀。
So your son is not home, so you decide to go to his room to look for it.
所以那一天你的孩子上学了，可能不在家，然后所以你就到他的屋子里去找这个指甲刀。
And inside his room, you notice that there was a box, empty box in there.
在这个孩子的那个屋子里有一个箱子，小箱子，
okay.
盒子。
Sorry. Okay. Okay, so anyway, so you look for it, and you open the box.
然后你把这个小盒子打开。
So you saw something that was not supposed, he's not supposed to have.
你看见他一些他保存的一些他不应该保存的东西。
And let's just suppose that you discovered marijuana.
让我们假定说他保存了一些毒品。
What are you going to do about it?
如果你发现，你应该怎么做呢？
I hope that you'll be able to have the relationship to talk to your son about it, to ask him.
如果你有跟孩子有关系的话，你会跟孩子有个交谈。
But let's look at the box metaphorically.
但是我们再看一下这个盒子，我们就是隐喻一下，就。
That is not just something physical.
不仅仅是一些具体的东西。
How about you look inside the box of his life and you found perfectionism?
如果你看到这个他生命当中的盒子，就是一个完美主义者。
That you found shame.
有一种这个羞辱感。
And then also self-hurt.Which includes cutting.
自残这种或者是愿意自己把伤害自己。
Can you talk to your child about it?
你能够有机会跟你的孩子来交为这些事情交谈吗？
Or let's go further.
或者是我们更进一步。
That you discovered other things in the box.
你在这个盒子里面发现。别的东西。
Oh, okay. Before we go that, if you were to discover those things, the shame, the perfectionism, and the self-harm.
如果在你我们先停一下，在如果我们在这个盒子里发现这个完美主义，或者是那个羞辱感，或者是这个有另外的这些事情的时候。
What can you conclude about that box?
你能够对这个盒子做一个结论吗？这是个盒子。
What's inside the box can kill my son's life, body?
你在这个盒子里的东西可以把我的孩子杀死。
Now let's go a little further on the box.
那我们再进一步，这是再在假设这个盒子里面所包含的。
This time, let's call this box the secret box.
我们就把这个盒子就变成一个是有藏秘密的一个盒子。
And by that I mean it is something that contains something I cannot tell my parents about.
就是在这个盒子里面就是包含的就是我不能跟父母能够分享的东西。
There is something I cannot tell God about it.
我不能跟神分享的东西。
There is something I cannot tell anybody else about it.
是我们不能跟任何人分享的东西。
There is a sin inside that I cannot overcome, and God knows it, and He can forgive me.
在这里面有一种罪，我不能胜过，但是神知道。
But I'm not going to tell Him.
但是我不会告诉他。
What will you conclude about this box of secrecy?
你对这样一个秘密的盒子，你有什么样的一个结论呢？
Can I suggest a name for that box?
我能够给你建议一个名字吗？这个盒子的名字。
This box will kill the soul of my child.
这个盒子可以杀死我孩子的魂。
Many times people have come to me.
很多的时候还人们来到我的面前。
He said, "A brother and sister, or my child, stop going to church, not walking with God."
有的弟兄姐妹的孩子就不再去教会了。
But you know, way before they do that.
但是你知道吗？在他们做这个停止来到教会。
I believe in their heart, in their lives.
在他们的心里，在他们的生活的当中。
There's a box of secrecy.
有一在没有一个秘密的盒子在那里。
And that secret that they cannot disclose.
在那个盒子，他永远不给别人。
To anyone or to God.
没有人能够知道他。
Kills their soul.
每个人都知道这样一个盒子是把他们的魂能够杀死。
So you see why Paul's prayer is so important.
所以你看到保罗的那个祷告是那么样的重
要。The reason why he asked for the empowering of the inner man.
他要让我们赐给我们内心的能力的原因。
Is when there are things in our life.
是因为我们在我们的
生命当中。That is so shameful.
有那样一些东西是非
常的羞辱感。
That is so sinful.
That I don't want to tell anybody about it.
有那样的我保密，我不愿意告诉任何人。
When the Spirit comes upon us,
当圣灵浇灌到我们的中
间 and gives us power,
耶稣基督的能力
we will break away from that lie, break free from that lie.
我们就会从这样一个谎言的当中能够再丢弃掉这个谎言。
So let me ask you a question.
所以让我来问你一个问题。
Is there any secrets in your life?
在你的生命的当中是不是有这样一个保密的
Because you feel it is so shameful.
让你感受到非常的羞耻感。
It's a sin I cannot overcome.
那样一种罪恶你永远不能战胜。
And a sin you think God cannot forgive.
这样的罪你认为神不会给你饶恕的。
Can I say this?
我能这样说吗?
That will kill your soul.
这会使你的就是杀死你的魂。
That's how serious it is.
这就是非常非常严肃
的一件事情。But on the other hand, God's power shown in Jesus Christ.
只有神的能力在耶稣基督里面。
It's more than enough.
是比这个比所能需要的能力更多
，to break you free from that bondage to sin，
是你从那个罪的枷锁当中
bondage to shame
释放出来
，and bondage to shame
是罪在羞耻感的
，and before we can help somebody else
当中解脱出来
，and before we can help somebody in that situation，
在我们在帮助这样在这个环境当中的人的之前
，including us as parents。
包括我们自己是我们作为父母
It has to start with us
一定要先从我们自己开始
So in other words
换句话说
Before we keep praying for our children
在我们为我们的孩子祷告之前
Before we keep praying for our brothers and sisters to come back to Christ
在我们为我们的弟兄姐妹为他们祷告来让他们回到我们中间
It's about time we ask ourselves Is there any secret that I kept from God?
是这个时候应该先问我们自己我们在我们的生命的当中有没有这样的秘密的核心
Unless his tremendous love
在让神的那个浩瀚的爱
Set us free
把我们
Give us the power
释放成为自由
To confess and repent our sin
让我们有这样的能力来忏悔我们这样的罪
SoPaul, in his prayer, asked for the empowering of our inner man.
所以保罗在他的祷告的当中，让我们赐给我们有内心有这样的能力。
And he went on to ask for the second thing.
然后他进一步他来问第二个祈求第二个事情。
Which is to be established in Christ's love.
是在基督的爱的当中得建造。
And where do we see this?
这个是在哪一？段经文能够看到呢
It's found in verse 17.
就是以弗所书的三章十七节。
So it's very interesting. Paul uses three verbs to describe what he was trying to pray for.
很有趣的是，保罗用三个不同的动词来表达这个事情。
The first word is dwell.
第一个事情是住。
And that means not only to physically live in a place.
这不仅仅是 在这个形体上真正的住在一起，
but to feel comfortable, feel that is home.
而且是表示他能够感受得到非常的舒适，能够感受得到家的感觉。
And one of the prerequisite or requirement for Christ's love to live in our hearts.
让神的爱能够生活在我们中间的一个条件是，
It clearly included in Paul's prayer is that there is faith in our hearts.
是在保罗祷告的当中很明确的能表示的，那就是我们要有这样的信心。
Paul prays that Christ's love may dwell or live in our hearts with faith.
保罗所祷告的是基督因你们的信住在你们的心里。
So who will be a good example of this?
所以我们在问这个信是信，如果信心的话，谁是一个很好的一个例子呢？
In the Bible, who is called the father of faith?
在
Abraham.
圣经的当中，谁是被称为信心之父呢？那就是亚伯拉罕。
So remember, when God wanted to announce to Abraham and Sarah that he would give them a son a year from then?
记得就是神要宣告跟亚伯拉罕和撒拉宣告他们会一年以后有一个孩子的时候，你还记得这个例子吗？
He visited them.
他亲自的来访问了他们。
Okay, that was supposed to be a picture. Anyway, I'll look for it. Can't find it somewhere. Okay. Anyway, it was to show Abraham how he was providing hospitality for the three guests.
我本来想有一个图画，就是让你看一下这个亚伯拉罕是怎么样来招待这个来访的那个三位。
So I do remember, God came in a sense in a physical form.
所以你记得神亲自的来到亚伯拉罕那。
And he brought two angels with him.
他带着两个天使跟他一起来到亚伯拉罕那。
So he made the announcement.
然后他就是宣告这个事情。
Abraham and Sarah was very happy about the announcement.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉是非常的高兴。
But then after they were done, they're about to leave.
然后他们这个事情完了以后，他们要离开的时候，
they still have one more assignment to fulfill.
他们还有另外一个事情要做。
That is, they wanted to go to Sodom to announce to Lot that he needed to get out before God's judgment fall on the Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是他们要到索多玛这个城里面找到这个罗德，告诉他，警告他，你要在神的审判之前离开这个城。
So let me ask you, did the Lord go to Sodom and Gomorrah?
让我问你，神是不是亲自去了索多玛？
He did not.
他没有去。
He sent his two angels.
他仅仅把两个天使。
The two angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
派到那个索多玛去。
So let me ask you,
why
why is it that the Lord didn't go to Sodom and Gomorrah?
为什么神不愿意去索多玛？
He didn't feel comfortable in Lot's house.
因为他在并不感到在罗德那家里或者是这个索多玛这个城里面感到有舒适感。
Unlike he was so comfortable with Abraham that he sat down not only announced but also ate a meal with him.
所以在亚伯拉罕那里他是那样的舒适，他愿意跟他们在一起，而且是跟他们一起分享食物。
So let me ask you.
然后我来问你这个问题。
When you need God desperately,
当你是非常非常急迫的要需要神的时候，
Do you sometimes feel that he's so distant?
你是不是感觉到他是那么的遥远？
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候，
Do you blame him?
你就开始埋怨他。
God, why are you so far away?
神，你为什么这样离我这么远？
Why are you not listening to my prayer?
为什么你不愿意听我的祷告？
Can I suggest next time when you think that way?
让我就是劝你，你下次在这种情形的时候，
you take a step backward?
你退一步。
And you ask yourself this question.
你问自己一个问题。
Why is God so distant from me?
为什么神 离我那么远。
What is one condition that makes him feel comfortable living inside me?
是一个什么的条件我缺乏的是不能让他这个很舒适的在我这里面来居住呢？
Could it be that your faith needs to grow?
是不是你的信心需要成长？
And how can your faith grow?
你的信心怎么样来成长呢？
In Romans we are told that faith comes by hearing the message.
怎么成长呢？是罗马书当中这么有这么说的，是信是从听到来的。
And the message is from the word of Christ.
听到是从基督的话来的。
So we need Christ's word as well as we need his love.
所以不仅仅是我们需要他的爱，我们也需要他的话语。
When I was in college, I was a college student.
当我是一名大学生的时候。
There was a friend of mine, he was giving all the reasons and arguments that you should trust the Bible as the Word of God.
有一位弟兄说，就是给出了所有的幸福的论点，就是说明为什么我们要应该相信神和神的话。
Because after all, in our Bible study group, there was, I think, at least one, if not a few, who were still not Christians.
我记得在我们的查经小组，至少有一位，有好几位就是还没信主。
Then all of a sudden he pulled out a knife.
突然他拿出一把刀来。
It really got our attention.
那个时候真正的让我们注意。
Then he asked for a piece of paper.
然后是他让别人给他一张纸。
And he started doing this.
然后他就是在那边把这个纸就割开了。
He was trying to show us that many times we argue whether the word of God is really sharp than any double-edged sword.
他就是要在那边来形象的来表示神的道是就比一个两刃的剑更快。
He says, "I don't have to tell you that how sharp this knife is, right?"
他说我不需要给你说这个刀有多快。
So all I need to do is just show you how it works.
我只要把这个刀让你表示这个刀是怎么样来工作的。
I better put this knife away before I harm myself.
让我把这个刀放得免得伤了我自己。
In Hebrews 4:12, we are told 4:12 and 13.
希伯来书的第四章第十二节。
That the word of God is sharper than double-edged sword.
神的道是比一切两刃的刀剑都快。
When Paul said those words, people can see it. It's a Roman sword. It's one of the deadliest weapon during that time.
当这个话圣经话语说的时候，这就是罗马的这个剑，那是非常的快的。
What did he say about God's word?
他是对神的道是怎么说的呢？
That it can expose your thoughts and your motives of your heart.
他能够显明你心中的思念和主意。
You might try to hide things in your heart.
你可能愿意把你心中的事情都掩藏开。
But you allow the word to speak to you.
但是如果你愿意让神的道来跟你说话。
And the Holy Spirit use it.
当圣灵运用这个话语的话。
You will know what's kept inside your heart.
你会知道在你心中所保密的是什么。
Can I challenge you to do this?
我要给你一个建议。
When you read the word of God,
当你读神的话语的时候，
Before you read the word of God,
在你读神话语之前，
Yes, Holy Spirit, please speak to me through your word.
让圣灵跟我们自己说话，要什么，要跟我们说神的话语。
Let your Holy Spirit let me know if there's any thoughts, any attitudes, any words, any action that is dishonoring to you.
让我们思想一下我们的思想，我们的行动，我们的一切是不是跟神合乎神的意思。
Please try that when you do your devotion.
就是我们要当你在思想神的话语的时候，你自己要问一下。
And after you've read the word of God,
当你阅读了神的话语的时
候， which I found very helpful to myself, for myself,
这一段话语对我来说非常有帮助。
You ask God this question.
然后你问神这样一个问题。
Very simple question.
非常简单的一个问题。
God, is there an invitation that you have for me?
神，你今天有没有对我一个呼召邀请？
For me to be or to do in the next few days.
是在未来的几天里面让我成为什么，让我做什么。
Let me repeat it again.
让我再重复一遍。
Lord, is there an invitation that you have for me today?
今天你没有给我一个邀请。
An invitation to be or to do in the next few days.
在未来的几天里面让我成为一个什么样的人，让我做什么样的事。
I believe that if you read the word with that kind of heart and receptivity,
我相信当你有这样的一个心态，有这样一个来接受神的这个心态的时候，
you receive a personal message from the Lord each day.
你一定会收到神对你个人的一个邀请。
I remember vividly a person who had a Bible, and the inside cover of his Bible are written these words.
我记得非常清楚的，这有某个一某人他把有一本圣经里面的里面的背后的里面的这个背后部分。
The word says.
他写了这样的话语。
Either this book, which is the Bible, will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. Amen to that. Amen to that.
或者是这个圣经能够使我远离罪，或者是它使我逃离这本圣经。
So in other words, if I have no appetite for God's word.
如果我们没有对神的话语有渴慕的话。
What's the possibility?
你的可能性是什么？
Maybe there's some unconfessed sin in my life.
或者是你还没有在忏悔的一些罪。
Maybe there's some secret in my life that I kept myself from God.
在我的心中还有很多的秘密。
Possible?
是不是有这样的可能？
Possible.
是非常可能。
But on the other hand,
在另一方面，
which we need, but sometimes we don't like,
我们所需要的，但是我们很多的时候是不愿意的。
We read God's word,
我们读了神的话语，
and it convicts us of things.
我们忏悔，为这些罪忏悔。
So much so that we have to go to our wife, to go to our husband, or go to our children, and confess our sin.
达到一种程度，我们要到我们的就是配偶那，或者是孩子那。So, 别的地方来忏悔我们的罪。
But then you do just that.
然后你这样做了以后。
Why?
为什么你愿意这样做呢？
Because you're being established into God's word.
因为你在神的话语的当中被建造。
You are taking root.
你在神的话语当中扎根了。
So, we can see that Paul in his prayer, pray for God's word to dwell in our hearts.
所以神的祷告就是让神的话语来在我们中间，能在心里扎根。
And then to take root in our hearts.
在我们的心里扎根。
So that we can have stability and nourishment.
能够让我们有稳固和能有营养。
So oftentimes we have to ask ourselves the question.
很多的时候我们需要问我们一个问自己一个问题。
Where am I getting the source of my nourishment and stability?
是我们是从哪里吸取营养而得到稳固的根基呢？
Is it from the word or is it from something else?
是从神的话语当中还是从另外的地方呢？
The last verb that Paul used for establishing is the word what's the word? Grounded.
最后一个词就是在保罗所祷告的这个是就是有机。
It's an architectural term.
有机基础就是一个是建筑上面那个术语。
We who live in the wonderful city of Seattle, Greater Seattle.
我们生活在一个非常美好的城市西雅图。
We appreciate the weather, in some ways the weather and the scenery.
我们很 欣赏我们的那样美好的环境和这个美好的天气。
But I don't know whether you're concerned about a possible earthquake in the future.
我不知道你是不是很担心以后有一个地震来临。
If you're new to Seattle, you better know that.
你在西雅图居住的话，你可能是需要知道有地震的危险。
And I don't want to scare you more, okay?
我不想在这里吓唬你，更吓你吓
的。One thing you can do, though.
但是有一件事你可以做。
You want to make sure that you have a strong foundation.
你可以建立一个非常强就是坚固的这个根基。
I still remember when I was around age 10.
我还记得在我还是大概十岁的时候。
My mom was concerned about my weight problem.
我的妈妈对我的这个体重有很大的那个忧虑。
So she said this to my father.
她对我的父亲说。
He said, I'm concerned that Johnny, at the rate that he is gaining weight.
我非常对这个 Johnny 他的这个体重非常有顾虑。
When he grows up, he will be too heavy.
他长大以后他会太重。太胖了。
Yeah, that's the word, 太胖。And my father, who's experienced in construction, building construction.
我爸爸是在建筑方面是有经验的一个。
Assured my mother with these words.
他对我的妈妈这样的就是安慰说。
Don't worry, Johnny needs to build a wide foundation so they can grow tall.
不用担心只要你需要一个很宽的基础，所以他能够长得高。
I was glad that my father was on my side that day.
我很高兴我的父亲跟我站在一边在那一天。
And I was even more glad that his prediction came true.
我非常更高兴的是他所预言的真的成了现实。
That I outgrew my older brother, because he was skinnier, I guess. By quite a bit.
我长大了以后比我的这个长兄要长得高得多，因为他那个时候是很瘦，我那个时候比较胖。
But here's the point I'm trying to make.
我但是我要跟大家指出的一点是什么
？You know, when we are in college, we live in dorms.
当我们如果是生活在大学里面的宿舍的时候
，If you have a difficult roommate,
你如果有个很糟糕的一个舍友的话。
You can all switch to another roommate.
你可以很容易选择就是换一个室友。
But in a marriage situation,
但是你在婚姻的当中，
if we have problems as husband and wife,
如果你在夫妻之间有问题的时候，
you can't just switch your mate.
你可能不可以你就换一个丈夫或者换一个妻子。
But then if you're committed to that marriage,
然后你如果是对忠于你的婚姻的话，
then trials when they come, they deepen your love foundation for each other. Amen.
当试炼来临的时候，它能够使我们的根基更加的扎得更深、更坚固。
Isn't that so important?
是不是这样的话非常重要的事情
？That's why often I have to ask this question when couples have problems.
很多的时候我要问这样一个问题
：Are you committed to the marriage?
你是不是忠于你的婚姻
？If you're not committed to marriage, let's not talk about it.
你如果不忠于这样的婚姻的话，你就没有话
可以说。Why is that so important? Why is that so important?
为什么这个就是忠于这个婚姻是非常重要
？Because we're talking about the foundation.
因为我们所说的是这个婚姻的根基。
The commitment first to Christ because it's a covenant.
这是因为。神给我们所立的约
，then it's a commitment between a husband and a wife.
是神立约，也是丈夫和妻子所立的约。
And we are committed to that.
当我们是真正的致力于这样
的婚姻 ，then there is no problem.
那任何的问题都不是问题。
The God's power.
因为神的大能
，God's grace.
神的恩典
，God's love.
神的爱
cannot resolve.
能够解决一切。
I know there will be times when one person does not want to make that commitment.
可能有的时候就是有的人就是不愿意致力于这样的一个这个委身。
But you want that commitment.
但是你需要有这样的委身。
Then that's the responsibility between that person and God.
这就是那一人与神之间的一个关系的问题。
See how important it is to know our foundation.
可以看到我们要建立这个根基是多么的重要。
So lastly, Paul prayed not only for empowering of the inner person.
保罗不仅是为我们的内心的得到能力来祷告。
But Paul also prayed for the establishing in Christ's love.
而且保罗也是让我们在基督的爱里面得建造。
And then, lastly, he prayed for the comprehending in Christ's love.
第三个他是祈求的就是我们要明白基督的爱。神就是领悟他的爱。
Yeah, so... Let's see.
Can you help?
Okay.
Move
forward? That's all right. I don't know what's going on. Okay, yeah. Okay. Establishing and then comprehending. Oh, okay. I see. I'm going backwards. Sorry. No one there. Okay, so anyway, he was says, talk about comprehending Christ in Christ's love.
Okay,
so the word that Paul used can mean include two things.
在保罗的祷告当中有两个东西，两个事情。
Being able to understand a lot of truth.
能够理解神的真理。
But also being able to grasp the truth.
而且能够抓住真理。
Comprehending has to do more with understanding or the mind.
理解就是从头脑当中的能够认知。
But when Paul talks about grasping the truth, he's talking about owning it, making it part of your life.
然后他说是要抓住这个真理的话，他是就是真正的能够从你的心，能够全身能够来真正能够经历这个。
And how do you know that you have really make it part of your life?
你怎么样能够使这个真理成为你生活当中一部分呢？
Is that you're able to share it with others?
是你能够把这个真理与别人能分享。
And so Paul here, pray and then describe Christ's love in this manner.
所以保罗在这儿祷告，让我们真正的明白，来领悟神基督的爱。
He described it as a comprehend that we believers to comprehend the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ.
他就是祷告能以和众神的一通明白。基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
That sounds a little strange.
这有的人说这是非常奇怪的事情。
We live in a three-dimensional world.
我们是生活在三维的空间。
What Paul is asking for is four dimension.
保罗所寻求的是四维的空间。
Can we live a four-dimensional life in this world?
我们能不能在四维的空间当中来生活呢？
I'm glad that one Bible commentary says this. He says that the fourth dimension has to do with Christ's love.
神的第四维度是跟神的爱有关的。
That in a sense, you can experience it, you can grasp it.
在某种程度上，你是能够经历它，能够抓住它的。
But on the other hand, you cannot measure it.
但是从另一方面说，你又不能来测量它。
Why is it you cannot measure it?
为什么你不能来测量衡量它呢？
This is the beauty of Paul's prayer.
这就是保罗所祷告的那个美好的地方。
He was trying to describe that Christ's love was so vast.
他是要在这边所描述的是神的爱是那样的浩大。
That it's endless.
是没有就是尽头的。
It's something that you can experience.
是你能够经历的。
But you cannot see the limits.
但是你不能看到它的尽头。
And if you think Paul has already done with his prayer in this regard.
你如果说这保罗就在这个地方就结束了他的祷告的话。
In verse 20, he says these words.
但是他在第二十节他是这么说的。
It is a praise. It's not part of his prayer anymore. It's a praise. He says,
二十节是一个赞美的。
Now to him who can do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that is worked within us.
就是这个赞美是神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
And Paul oftentimes, many of us believers oftentimes use this verse in our prayer, don't we?
很多的时候我们弟兄姐妹都喜欢用这段经文来在我们的祷告的当中。
That God is able to answer our prayer far more than what we dare to ask or imagine.
是神能够回应你的祷告要远比你所求所想的都要多。
And you know why you can pray that manner?
你知道你为什么可以这样的来跟神祷告呢？
That's because his riches in Christ is so vast.
那是因为他的在基督里的丰满是那样的浩大。
That you can experience it, but you cannot measure it.
你能够经历它，但你不能衡量它。
The same way that his power is also so vast, that limitless.
他的能力也是这样的浩大。
But some of you will say, well, you're becoming too abstract now, Johnny.
有的人就会说，牧师，你讲的太抽象了。
So let me share with you one story.
让我跟你分享一个真实的故事。
The other day, my wife and I had the privilege to make a video call with somebody overseas.
有一天我太太和我有一个机会，有一个就是。有摄像的那个电话，视频电话。
It was a person's birthday, so we wanted to greet her happy birthday.
是那一个人的那个生日，所以我们要祝福他的生日。
And then, so you got to know this person's background.
你要知道这个妇女的她的背景。
She has been hurt very deeply by her husband.
她在生活的当中被她的丈夫也造成了非常大的痛苦。
Because her husband falsely accused her of being unfaithful to their marriage.
她的丈夫诬告她是在婚姻当中不忠。
So that he can get rid of her.
以便呢，他能够在生活当中摆脱她。
So that he can continue in his adulterous life.
他能够继续他在淫乱的生活的当中。
He took away four of their young children.
他带走了他们所生的四个年幼的孩子。
This happened 40 years ago.
这是四十年之前所发生的事情。
And on his her husband's deathbed.
在他这个丈夫的临终的这个床上。
He asked for his wife to see her one more time.
他想最后见他，就是他的。他见他一次。
The whole time they were there face to face.
在他们面对面的时候。
The husband did not offer any apologies.
那丈夫从来没说一个道歉的字。
The wife's heart was broken, deeply hurt.
他的心内心是就是非常令人心碎的。
And she confessed that many times she wanted the revenge.
他忏悔，很多的时候他要报复。
And many times God will tell her, you have to forgive.
很多的时候神跟他说，
You have to forgive your husband.
你要原谅你的丈夫，你要饶恕丈夫。
She knows that she wants to obey and she wants to forgive her husband.
她知道她需要来饶恕。
But she had no power to do it.
但是在她的里面没有这样的能力。
And in her desperation,
在她绝望的时候，
God allowed her to recall something from her childhood.
神让她回忆起在她童年当中所看到的一幕。
She remembered that when she was a young girl.
当她这还是年小的一个年轻的孩子的时候。
Her dad would love to be in a room by himself.
她的爸爸总是喜欢一个人单独的在一个房间里面。
And he would read the Bible for a lengthy period of time.
他会花很长的时间来阅读神的话语。
So because he repeatedly do this,
因为他经常是这样做,
So she went up to her dad one time.
所以她来到她的爸爸的面前。
Said, Dad, why do you want to sit by yourself and read the Bible?
她就问她的爸爸，为什么你愿意在单独的坐在那里来去阅读神的话语，就是圣经呢？
Then he said this.
她的爸爸是这么说的。
When I read the Bible, it is as if God was with me in that room.
当我在阅读圣经的时候，就像神就在那个时候跟我在一起一样。
So she, that practice, by her father imprinted in her mind very deeply.
所以，这爸爸的这个行为，整个的烙在他的那个脑海当中。
And so when she finds it desperate and have no power to forgive,
当她是那样的啊。绝望，没有任何的能力来饶恕的时候。
She remembered her dad's her practice of reading the Bible by himself in the room.
她意识到她爸爸所做的事情。
And how her dad
阅读神的圣经。
And how her dad experienced God's presence.
怎么样她爸爸怎么样经历神的恩典
？So when she felt powerless to forgive,
当她无能来饶恕的时候。
She would go to her room.
她来到她的自己的房
间里。Read the word.
然后阅读神的话语。
And she said,
然后她是这么说。
Would you believe?
你能够相信吗
？That I sense God's presence.
我能够体会到神的同在。
And when we were looking at her image, her face, I can see on the screen that her eyes sparkle.
所以当我们看到这个电话视频的时候。当那个时候，我们看到她的眼睛是雪亮。
Her smile was radiant.
是她的脸充满了光芒。
After the call, I talked to my wife.
这个视频的电话结束以后，我跟我的太太说。
I said today, Irene, what I see on her face.
我今天在阿琳的脸上，我看到她的脸。
She reminds me of her dad.
他让我想起他的爸爸。
Because after all, I knew her dad since I was small.
是其实这个。
When I was small,
那个其实他因为我跟他爸爸是从小就认识。
I remember that he was sickly.
他是那样的病重。
He has a lot of dietary restriction because of allergy.
因为他有很多的过敏，所以他有吃上面有很多的就是限制。
And financially, the family didn't have a lot to live on.
在他的金钱上面也没有任何的多余的，就是可以来花费。
But it's just interesting in her father that I see.
但是在非常有趣的是，在他的父亲的身上。
He has a calm voice.
他有很平静的那个声音。
He's a good sense of humor. He's laughing a lot of time.
他是非常的幽默，他也经常的就是。高兴的大笑。
There's a twinkle in his eyes.
在他的眼中有那个有眼光。
There's a radiance in his face.
在他的脸上有光芒。
I don't know what you think about this man.
我不知道你对这个人有什么样的想法。
But he wants me, because of his example, I want to embrace the God, the life of God's fullness in Christ.
但是对于我来说，因为他的榜样，他帮助我能够来信奉在耶稣基督里有神丰盛的生命。
And isn't that one of the best legacy that you can pass on to your next generation?
这是不是他最好的一个传统，能够让下面子女能够继承的吗？
So let's not pass on just God's blessing.
所以不仅仅是我们要得到神的祝福来给我们的后代。
Let's pass on God's fullness in Christ.
让我们也能够把神丰盛的生命也能够让后代来继续。
Do you want to do that today?
你是不是愿意这样做呢？
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们低头一起来祷告。
I'd like to give you an opportunity to ask the Lord to do exactly that.
让我要求神能够让你有这样的机会来做这样的。
If you have in the past always want to seek for God's blessing only,
如果你在过去你光是就是要寻求神的 蒙神的就是祝福的话。
But you didn't ask for God's fullness in your life.
但是你没有问给神寻求神的丰盛在你的生命的当中的时候。
Can you acknowledge that to God?
你能不能在神的面前来承认你没有这样做？
If you want to live a life of God's fullness in Christ,
如果你愿意生活一个有一个生活能够有神丰盛的生命的话，
So what's the next step that you need to take?
你所要做的下一步是什么呢？
Is it the empowering of your inner person?
是让我们在给我们这个内心有强大的能力。
Or is it to be being established in Christ's love?
还是在基督的爱的当中被他建立。
Or is it to grasp not only the truth, but to make it part of your life of Christ's love?
能够明白不仅仅是明在头脑中的明白，而是真正的抓住这个基督的爱，让我们让他成为那个非常的现实。
Let me close in prayer.
让我做一个结束的祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we really don't deserve the vastness of your riches in Christ.
慈爱的天父，我们真的是不配得到你这样浩大的爱。
We do not deserve.For your fullness to be in our life.
我们不配得你那样丰盛的生命在我们的中间。
But you generously want to give it to us.
但是你那样的慷慨的给了我们。
Because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
And you demonstrated your love for us through Jesus Christ.
你用耶稣基督给我们显明你的爱。
We ask that you take away, remove our doubts.
你把我们的
That we doubt about your love.
请你让我们的这个怀疑
Our doubt in your grace.
所有的对你的恩典的怀疑 挪开
Please remove it from our lives.
请你再把这个怀疑的心态从我们的心中挪去。
Restore us once again.
给我们建立，再一次的建立。
To your fullness living inside our hearts through Jesus Christ.
愿你的完美的丰满生命在我们的心中。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名，我们这样祷告。Amen.